Thank you. Sagrajatam, Sahadana, Raghunatam, Vitam, Tam, Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Sabadutam, Purijana, Saitam, Krishna, Chaitanya, Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna, Padan, Sahagana, Lalita, Shiva, Sakam, Vitam, Cha, Hey, Krishna, Karna, Sindo, Dinabando, Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Prishubhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadwaiti Gadadhar Shivastri Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 14, The Three Modes of Material Nature, text number 19. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yadadhrashta nupashati Gunebhyascha Pramveti Madhavam Sodigachati. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When one properly sees that in all activities no other performer is at work than these three modes, than these modes of nature, and he knows the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Please repeat. When one properly sees, then all activities,
no
other performer is at work,
then
these modes of nature,
and he
knows the Supreme Lord,
who
is transcendental to all these modes,
he attains my spiritual nature.
Purport. One can transcend all the activities in the modes of material nature simply by understanding them properly, by learning from the proper souls. The real spiritual master is Krishna, and he is imparting this spiritual knowledge to Arjuna. Similarly, it is from those who are fully in Krishna consciousness that one has to learn the science of activities in terms of the modes of nature. Otherwise, one's life will be misdirected. By the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, a living entity can know of his spiritual position, his material body, his senses, how he is entrapped, and how he is under the spell of the material modes of nature. He is helpless, being in the grip of these modes. But when he can see his real position, then he can attain the transcendental platform, having the scope for spiritual life. Actually, the living entity is not the performer of different activities. He is forced to act because he is situated in a particular type of body, conducted by some particular mode of material nature. Unless one has the help of spiritual authority, he cannot understand in what position he is actually situated. With the association of a bona fide spiritual master, he can see his real position, and by such an understanding, he can become fixed in full Krishna consciousness. A man in Krishna consciousness is not controlled by the spell of the material modes of nature. It has already been stated in the 7th chapter that for one who is surrendered to Krishna, that one who is surrendered to Krishna is relieved from the activities of material nature. For one who is able to see things as they are, the influence of material nature gradually ceases. So the text again. Nanyam gunebhya kartaram yadha drashta nupashiti gunebhyascha prambeti madhavam so dhikachiti. When one properly sees that in all activities, no other performer is at work than these modes of material nature, and he owes the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to all these modes, he attains my spiritual nature. Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutunde Be Gauravani Vacharne Nirvishesha Shnivade Paskyatya De Sitarne. The advantage of understanding the three modes of material nature is explained here, that by understanding the three modes, we can understand the difference between ourselves and the three modes. And especially by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's above the modes, we can see how this material body that we're in is being conducted by the modes, but we're transcendental. In the fifth chapter, Krishna had said, Naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyate tatvavit pashan shrinvan srishan jigran ashnanga chan swapan swasan pralapan vishrijan grinan imushani mishanapi indriyarni yarte shut vartanta iti daryan. That a person in the divine consciousness, though engaged in seeing and hearing and smelling and breathing and moving about or dreaming, always knows within himself that he does nothing at all. Because while evacuating and receiving and opening and closing his eyes, he knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. Under the spell of the false ego, we're imagining ourselves to be the doer of the activities. Now, of course, it is not that we have nothing to do with our activities, because ultimately we're responsible for whatever we're doing. But we have no direct connection with the activity. That is, when we move our hands, it is not that I am moving the hand. It is the material nature under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who's moving the hand. But because I have a capacity to desire, Krishna senses that desire, for instance, the desire to move the hand, just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. So when Krishna senses that I have a desire to move my hand, then Krishna arranges through the material nature to have the hand move. So my activities are not independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But unless I desire to move the hand, Krishna won't order the material nature to move it. So there's a connection between the soul's activities or the activities in the material body and the soul's desire, but it's not the only factor, as Krishna said. Yasya nahankrita bhavo buddhiyasya nalipyate, or before that, tadraiva sati kartaram atmanam kevalam tuyat pashanna kritva buddhiman nasapushuti duramiti. That anyone who thinks himself to be the only doer, not considering the five factors, is not very intelligent and cannot see things as they are. So the five factors are adishtanam tata karta, karanam cha pritag vidan, vividas cha pritag chesta, daivam chaivatma panchama. There are five factors beginning with adishtanam. So adishtanam means the body. Because without a body, a gross body, we can't do anything. So we have the body. Tata karta, and the karta is the soul. Adishtanam tata karta, karanam is the active and senses, the working senses, and the knowledge acquiring senses. Adishtanam tata karta, karanam cha pritag vidan. Vividas cha pritag chesta, and chesta means the soul. When the soul identifies with the body, the material nature supplies different types of energy so that the body works. And Daivam Chaivatra Panchamam. Daiva means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the ultimate cause behind the activities of the body. Just like when we have a big machine, one pushes one button, and then the whole machine moves. But one can't claim that just by pushing the button that one is moving the whole machine. One has simply started a process by which the activities go on in the machine. If there was only a button and you pushed it, there was no machine behind it, nothing would happen. Similarly, Krishna has created the big machine called material nature. He directs it, and the soul is simply, by his desire, more or less pushes the machine, and it works. Of course, the soul doesn't even push the machine. He desires that the machine be pushed, and Krishna pushes the machine, and then it works. Yasyana hankrita bhavo, buddhi yasyana lipyate, hadvapi na imaloke, nahante nanabhajyate. That one who is not bewildered by false ego, his intelligence is not entangled, though working this world, although killing, does not kill, nor does it become bound by the results of his activities. So it's this false ego that we have, thinking ourselves to be the doer of the activity, that binds us to the material world. Thinking ourselves to be the cause behind the activity, independent doer, due to the false ego. Therefore, we become responsible for the actions, and we have to get another body to get the results of that action. Although we're not the doer, but when we claim to be the doer, when we want to be the doer, then we're given another body to misidentify with and think ourselves to be the doer of that body, the actor of that body. And if one takes shelter of Krishna and works on behalf of Krishna in Krishna consciousness, then the result is that one will realize that we're not doing anything. The kartrivam, the karma, or as Krishna says, naiva tasya kritena arto na kritena ha kasyadi tasya sarabhuteshu kasyad arta vipashaya. That a self-realized soul is not naiva tasya kritena arto na kritena ha kasyana tasya sarabhuteshu kasyad arta vipashaya. A self-realized person has no purpose to fulfill in the discharge of his prescribed duty, nor is there any reason not to perform such work, nor is there any need to depend upon any other living being. I guess that's the wrong verse. What am I thinking of? Oh, fifth chapter. Yukta karma pala tyakva shanti matno dinaishtakim ayukta karma karina pale satin abhajyate. That a person who's greedy for the fruits of his work, as Krishna says, who wants to enjoy the work, steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the results of all activities unto me. Whereas a person who is greedy for the fruits of his activities, who doesn't offer them to the Supreme, he becomes entangled. In other words, when we want to enjoy this material world, then we get a body. Through the material nature, Krishna gives us a body. And as long as we keep on wanting to think ourselves the controllers and enjoyers, then Krishna, we keep on getting one body after another. But as soon as we want to utilize as Krishna says, the steadily devoted soul, author results of all activities unto me. So as soon as we start working with this body on behalf of Krishna, then we don't become entangled by our activities. Sarva karmani manasa sanyas yaste sukham vasi naiva dware pare dehi naiva korva nakarya. So, sarva karmani manasa. So within the mind, because we work not exactly with the gross body, we're working with the mind. That's where our main activities go on, is on the mental platform. So when the mind presents us certain desires, then when we utilize those desires, or we desire to serve Krishna, we accept the idea that I'm a servant of Krishna, sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vasi, and we desire only to please Krishna, naiva sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukham vasi, naiva dware pare dehi, then the living entity resides happily in the city of the nine gates, neither working nor causing work to be done. So when we give up this idea of ourselves as independent doers and only look to Krishna to find out what he wants us to do with the body, then we become free from our entanglement and we realize that we're not the body or the doer. And so everything is going on the basis of desire. When we desire to be independent of Krishna, then we're put into illusion. And when we desire to be a servant of Krishna, then we're liberated. Yakartrivandakaramani, lokasya sridhati prabho, yakarama palasam yogam svabhavastu pravartate. That a person in Krishna consciousness, he knows that the body, soul, master of the city, the body, does not create activities, nor does it create the fruits of activities, nor does he induce people to act. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature. So we're not creating the fruits, we're not creating the activities, we're not creating the results, we're not inducing anyone to act. This is all being done by the material nature. Nadate kashuchit papam, na kar papam sukritim vibhum, agyane navritam jnana tena muyanti jantava. Nor does the Supreme Spirit assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. The embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. So when the soul is in ignorance, then he desires to be the enjoyer and controller of the material nature, and he gets entangled. And when he's in knowledge, he desires that his activities be dedicated in Krishna's service, and he becomes enlightened and liberated. So that's simply our choice. We have to think ourselves to be servants of Krishna, instruments for Krishna, not take credit for activities, not become attached to the fruits of our activities, instead remain simply the servant of Krishna within our consciousness. Otherwise, then we get caught up in the modes of nature, and the more one gets entangled in material nature, the more one forgets his real identity and cannot come out of this material bondage or entanglement. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
When you're doing some service or some work or some activity, and you're consciously thinking of Krishna, say, I'm doing this for Krishna, but you're still thinking of the activity, but also thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna. And then, like, that's kind of, you're consciously doing something, but then sometimes, like, you're unconsciously doing something, but you say chanting, you're thinking about chanting, and you sort of, you know, you're doing some activity, like, going somewhere, sitting, eating mango trees, eating mango or something, whatever it is. And you're not actually thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna, but if you're thinking about Krishna. So, you know, those activities, what is that, just being carried out by your past karma or modes of nature or that kind of?
It's a combination. It's called Mishra Karma, Mishra Bhakti. It's a mixture. Neither were we Krishna conscious, nor were we completely in Maya. We're mixed. So it's possible that there can be some combination. Because we may be, our thinking of Krishna is not exactly in full consciousness of Krishna. At the same time, we're not completely bewildered. It's something in the, like, coming to the mode of goodness. Usually it's something like karma, mishra, bhakti. We're doing our work, but it's not completely dedicated to Krishna's pleasure. Anything else? Yes.
Whereas when it's described, there's five different factors in action, and it describes the senses as one of those, what does that mean?
Well, you may have a body, but if you can't see, you can't hear, you can't move, you can't taste, you can't smell,
we won't be doing very much. Maybe in the body, but you can't do anything. So there's five working senses and five knowledge acquiring senses. And without them, being in a body won't mean very much. Just imagine if you couldn't taste anything, you couldn't smell anything, you couldn't see anything, you couldn't hear anything, you couldn't touch anything, you couldn't move, you couldn't eat. What would you be doing? It would be completely on a mental platform. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. Om Vishnu Vrayam Vishnu Prasnavite Shumasmaste Sasam Tekmanta.